Rutabaga, good evening to you. We remember so well how much deliberation there was about closing universities and colleges all over the country. Well, reopening them is coming with its own sort of set of circumstances that people had not anticipated and are now trying to deal with. And that's what's happening in Rutgers, where they're saying if you want to come back in the fall when classes resume, we hope, as normally, we are going to mandate that you have that vaccination with few exceptions. So we took a little look into why this happened and what some of the legal ramifications could be. This week, Rutgers University in New Jersey took a step that has caught the attention of colleges and universities around the country when they sent out a Dear Members of the Rutgers Community letter stating that all students planning to attend in the fall 2021 semester must be fully vaccinated.
COVID's not going anywhere. It's going to be with us. We need to understand how we can manage it, how we can kind of live alongside of COVID. And we're trying to build the safest campus in America.
Mark Fenster is professor of law at the University of Florida in Gainesville. He sees this as an inevitable step.
I do think that colleges will start taking this up. They already require vaccinations of various sorts for the kinds of things that, you know, colleges and summer camps and high schools frequently require.
We already require immunization of students for a number of different viruses and diseases, and this really just adds one more to that.
On the streets of Westwood, home to UCLA, feelings were mixed.
You can't obligate everyone to get vaccinations, but I think it would be the safest in terms of like following like CDC protocols and opening up schools. I think it would be a safe idea to do so.
I don't think it should be mandated because it's just something that should be personal choice at the end of the day, but I think the more students that are getting vaccinated, it's better for the community in general.
And then there is the legal question.
The one wrinkle about trying to impose this as a requirement is that the vaccines are currently under an emergency use approval.
But Mark Fenster doesn't see this as a big enough wrinkle.
It would be tough for a court post-pandemic to hold to an emergency use authorization as being a significant barrier to approval for a requirement.
On this, there is some agreement.
Rutgers is on fairly solid ground, and we're likely to see a good number of universities, both public and private, start to mandate the vaccine.
It is new terrain for these institutions, and for now, the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers, with masks on, are leading the charge.
Well, you know, Westwood is a long way from New Brunswick, New Jersey, but as one college administrator in California messaged me today, that what happened at Rutgers is going to open up the floodgates for other universities and colleges to do exactly this, to mandate vaccinations in order to return to campus in the fall. We'll keep our eyes on it, but certainly it's the new normal that we're going to be looking forward to next fall. In Westwood, California, Michael Schwarfer, News Nation.